This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Yesterday, we just introduced the topic of why Paul was ready to die, and we based that upon his statement recorded in Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Then Paul answered, "Why do ye, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Paul made this statement on the heels of a warning given to him that if he went on up to Jerusalem, he would be imprisoned. And Paul replies by saying, "I'm ready not only to go to prison, but also to die for the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, it's certainly the usual case, at least, for any of us to think about dying, to view it with unpleasant considerations. But here is a man who says, "I am ready not only to go to prison, but also to die." James chapter 4, verses 13 to 17 warns us of the brevity of human life, and that we should seek to guide our lives in the light of the fact that death faces us all. In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, the writer declared, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment." Now then, upon what basis could this man say that he was ready to die? I had just begun by way of suggestion last time by saying that one reason why he was ready to die was that he had a good conscience. Of course, Paul, in looking back to the time that he had been a persecutor of the Lord Jesus Christ by persecuting his church, had done wrong. He called himself the chief of sinners because of that. Nevertheless, he did all that he did in good conscience. Let us read together in Acts the 23rd chapter, beginning with verse 1. "And Paul, looking steadfastly on the council, said, Brethren, I've lived before God in all good conscience unto this day." Now, Paul then did what he did, even when he was doing wrong, in full conviction that he was doing right. The implication is that if he had not been convinced that what he was doing was right, he would not have been doing it. There's another thing that goes along with that. A man who lives in good conscience, when he learns that he has been wrong in what he has believed and practiced, does not try to justify the wrong. Paul admitted it. Immediately he admitted it. When the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to him while Paul was on the way to Damascus to bind all that called on the name of Christ in that city, and Paul, recognizing that some divine intervention had occurred, asked, "Who art thou, Lord?" The words came back that surely must have struck Saul to the very depths of his soul, for Jesus answered, "I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest." But note carefully that there was not the slightest inclination upon the part of Saul of Tarsus to say, "Oh, but Lord, you know there are all of these extenuating circumstances. Here are mitigating factors in the total situation as to why I have done what I did." His reply was simply, "What shall I do, Lord?" Now, that implied a recognition that he had done wrong. It further made clear that he was not going to try to justify the wrong that he had done. He admitted his wrong and asked what to do. So, an obvious reason why this man was ready to die was that he lived in good conscience. And I would like to suggest to all of us that none of us would be ready to die if we are not living in good conscience. If a man is doing day by day what he knows to be wrong, or if he's failing to do what he knows to be right, that person cannot be living in good conscience and is certainly not ready to die. But there's another reason why Saul of Tarsus was ready to die, because he immediately obeyed what he learned to be the will of God. Now, there are some people who will not even bother to try to learn what God's will is. They will not study the Bible. Certainly, such a person cannot be saved, because we must know the truth to be saved, as Jesus taught in John 8, verse 32. But there are other people who do study the Bible, and perhaps even a great deal, study it diligently, but they study it in a prejudicial way, so that they simply do not learn the truth. Others study it and learn the truth, but then will not obey it. Now, a person cannot be living in good conscience if he knows the truth, but won't obey it. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.